Kamalakai here, and this is live from Studio A. We are joined today by Laura from Superior Siren, and she's going to kick us off with a song right now.
Don't get up. I'm making my way on my own. Don't pick up. I don't want to talk anymore. Now I'm sitting here wishing there was something to see. Deeper than the ocean in the inland sea. Sitting here wishing there was something to feel. Other than a hole in your heart. A hole in your heart. Nothing but a hole in your heart. A hole in your heart. Stop the car. I'm afraid we've gone too far. Hit the bar. I wanna know who we are. Now I'm sitting here wishing there was something to see. Deeper than the ocean in the inland sea. Sitting here wishing there was something to feel. Other than a hole in your heart. A hole in your heart. Nothing but a hole in your heart. A hole in your heart. When you get home, you find a love poem. Written by the one who only wanted to have fun. When you get home, you find a love poem. Written by the one who only wanted to have fun. When you get home, you find a love poem. Written by the one who only wanted to have fun. When you get home, you find a love poem. Written by the one who only wanted to have fun.
That's called A Love Poem, right? That is a new song from Superior Siren from an upcoming new solo EP. Thank you so much for joining us today, Laura.
Thank you for having me.
That was a beautiful start to this session here on Live from Studio A. Do you want to tell us a little bit about this new project, how it came about? And I know there's an EP release show as well. You want to give us information on this new EP?
Yes. So I have had a collection of songs roaming around in my head for years now, and I wanted to create an EP and release these songs out into the world as a way to let go of them and also make space for new material. My overall plan is to have this be a way to engage with listeners, create content while the band and I prepare for the next full-length album.
So kind of a holding over, and that idea seems really interesting to me, that there's a limited amount of space for, is it for the music, for the ideas that go along with it that you have to make room for?
Yeah, I think it's that the songs that I write, a handful of them kind of just get shoved aside and put on the back burner, so to speak. And some songs I bring to the band and they work really well and it's fluid and they add beautiful instrumentation. And then other songs I feel are more stoic as solo songs. And so a handful of songs I just wanted to release. And some of these songs I might work with the band on in the future. But yeah, I guess it was just kind of a way to let them be what they are right now. And if the songs grow and develop, that's great. And if they are just these solo songs, that's cool too.
When you write songs, do you write intentionally for the band or for solo? Or do you just, after the fact, think about, is this going to work better for me to do on my own? Is it going to work better with the band? Or do you usually just try it with the band and see how it goes?
Yeah, I think that the material that I write, I'm open to interpretation from the band always. And there have been times when I've wanted to keep a song solo and then have brought it to the band and they really made it something that I couldn't have imagined it to be. So it's important to be open in that way. But I feel like these songs have meaning as solo songs, and that will be supportive to me, and then I think we'll support the overall project.
Wonderful. Well, we've had you in a few times before. Have you ever been in performing solo? I know we've had the full band, I think twice.
Yeah.
In our studios in 2018 and 2016. Have you ever performed here on your own before?
I have not performed here on my own. Yeah, the band and I have crammed in the little studio a couple times.
Yeah, and we are in a different studio as well this time, so there's even less space than those previous shows. I wanted to ask you a little bit about putting out a solo album, and you know have started out as a solo artist, obviously with the pandemic, with quarantines. How did that play a role? Were you able to see your bandmates? Was it kind of also born out of necessity that you are on your own? How did that play a role in this new project?
I think that the current pandemic did have a big impact. But yeah, like you said, it's Spirit Siren started as a solo project, and I have wanted it to remain as both the solo project and the full band project. I think that there are different elements to both. And throughout the pandemic, I haven't been able, or the band and I haven't really been able to meet that much. We've had some virtual performance opportunities, but it definitely did seem like a good time to create this project on my own. And yeah, I see it as like the solo EPs is just kind of staying true to the original idea of Superior Siren. But it's in no way a departure from the band. It's just a different aspect of it.
Yeah. And this, for the EP release, you'll be playing solo, right?
Yes. So I wanted to do some sort of release show, and I decided to release this EP during Homegrown because it's such a special time for the community, and Homegrown Music Festival really inspired me to start creating and getting a band together to perform. And so it's kind of a tribute to that. And thankfully, I was able to book a show because Earth Rider is having a series of outdoor shows the end of this week. And I'll be playing solo on Friday at 7:15.
Yep, you're playing right before Father Hennepin, right?
Yes.
And it's kind of Starfire's unofficial birthday bash. It's been kind of interesting to see like the mix of the other things that are going on outside of the live streaming. But you also did do a live stream with the band, so kind of nice to be able to fit in a solo performance during Homegrown Week, and also that great performance from Sacred Heart that aired. That was Sunday night, right?
Yeah, that was really special. I'm really glad that the band and I were able to perform at our favorite venue, Sacred Heart, especially because in 2020 we were supposed to play at Sacred Heart for Homegrown Music Festival, and that was canceled. So it was kind of our chance to do that for the festival. And yeah, it's really inspiring the way that people have changed routes and found different ways to create and connect. And so I'm thankful for the virtual performances and then the outdoor in-person shows too.
Yeah, last night I really enjoyed. They aired a lot of live footage from the most recent Homegrown. All sorts, all types, kind of high quality and low quality as well from all the different shows from 2019. And as I was watching that, I was kind of, I had thought I'd, you know, forgotten more things, but all of a sudden I was remembering your show at Clyde Ironworks and just all the great shows that year. It was really fun to see. While we're on the topic, I've been asking our guests during this week if they have any favorite Homegrown shows, maybe as a performer or as a spectator. Do you have any that stand out to you?
So many. For Superior Siren, I will always appreciate the first performance. That was at Amazing Grace Bakery and Cafe, and I was at the time working with these wonderful group of musicians, and the place was packed, and it was just an excellent debut. But with the current band, our show at Clyde Ironworks was wonderful, mm-hmm. and playing with Mary Bew and A La Mode, it was a very special time, and I just felt like the energy in that space was so thrilling. And then as a spectator, I've really liked, I've been most moved by performers that I didn't know about before and just happened upon. I also really enjoy the trolley shows, like the kind of acoustic, authentic performances that occur.
Yeah, really. Wow. I forgot about the trolley shows as well. That is, it's going to be so nice when we can, and as you said, people are finding ways to reroute, do different things, but it will just be so nice to be in a small space, just thinking of that, like a yeah. small space and the energy with the musician, and I've been in those trolleys a few times when they've been kind of packed to the brim, so.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see when we are able to get back to that.
Yeah, that could be far off, but we won't dwell on that. Let's take something, take our minds off of that. Do you want to play us another one from this upcoming solo EP?
Yes, this one is called Beautiful Escape. Excuse my demeanor, touch me wherever. I've been waiting for a long time, waiting such a long time. I am your beautiful escape, it's written all over your face. You come to me in a dark place and leave at the break of the day. Excuse my demeanor, touch me wherever. I've been waiting for a long time, waiting such a long time. Your wandering eye has me telling lies. Can you show me what's right? Is it me in your sight? Excuse my demeanor, touch me wherever. I've been waiting for a long time, waiting such a long time. Your energy, give it to me. Energy,
Give it to me, give it to me, give it to me. Excuse my demeanor. Touch me wherever I've been waiting for a long time, waiting such a long time.
That's called The Beautiful Escape, and that is another song that will be out on the new solo EP from Superior Siren. And it looks like there are going to be 5 songs on this new album. Have they all kind of been germinating for a long time, relatively recently? Did you record them during the pandemic?
Yes. So the songs, like I said earlier, have been kind of roaming around in my head for a while, and some I felt deserved to be heard. And so I put this collection together, and it kind of turned into this ode to my past relationships and how those relationships have influenced me and how I've grown through those and learned to love myself. A lot of the songs I wrote about past relationships, and then the last song on the EP is more of a love song to myself. And so it's great to kind of let go of those past relationships and be more fully within my whole body. And I recorded it with Keenan McIntyre Talbot. He's a very good friend of mine, and we recorded it at his home, just in the living room, very DIY. And then I had Jake Larson, a local sound tech, master it. And then I worked with Graphic Science, which is Steven Petzolazzi and Cody Paulson. And they do really cool design work. And so I'm excited to share the whole design of the CD. And then Copycats Media manufactured it. And then I also need to mention that all of this was created through a grant from the Minnesota State Arts Board.
Wonderful. Yeah, if you haven't seen some of the imagery that has come out so far, you can find that on Superior Siren's various social medias. I'm sure on the Superior Siren website as well. And yeah, I'm really loving the look of the stuff that's been put out so far. Sorry, who did you say was doing that?
Graphic Science.
Yeah, it looks really clean. I think it's going to... I think people are really going to enjoy that when they get to see the full thing. I'm excited to see the full thing as well. We're all kind of waiting until that Friday show over at Earth Rider. Will there be, I'm assuming, CDs there for people to pick up?
Yeah, so I'm waiting to reveal the whole CD and the title of the CD because I like to remain mysterious with Superior Siren. But yeah, CDs will be available for sale at the show. They'll be available on the website and then streaming on most streaming services. And then also will be available for digital download at Bandcamp and then also at Electric Fetus Minneapolis. You can get copies.
Awesome. Looking forward to it. With what you were saying about these... many of these songs inspired by past relationships and being able to move on and grow from them. That kind of leads into, you've also released a music video earlier this year, right? And I believe kind of along similar lines. Do you want to talk a little bit about that? That's from a past song that was on the debut album. And so it's been a couple years now. What was the kind of impetus behind that? How did you come around to putting out that music video earlier this year?
Yeah, so that project was also funded by a grant from Arrowhead Regional Arts Council. I'm very happy with the support of Minnesota Arts. But that song I felt like needed to be celebrated a little more. even though it was, you know, from the album in 2018, I thought it was still cool to recognize it. And the song itself is about, yeah, letting go, accepting yourself, standing up for yourself, not making sacrifices or people pleasing. And then the music video became more of this like song of empowerment and ancestral healing and resiliency through all the experiences that life throws at you. And we worked with Killy Kay and Kaylin Mars, and it was so wonderful to produce the video with them. And Allison Peluso was the main actor in it, and it really became something more than I imagined it to be, and it's really beautiful. I'm very pleased with that music video.
Yeah, you can find that on YouTube. It really is a beautiful video. I know the last time that you were in, it was, I believe, I was checking online, it was the debut album show was going to be that night, and there was also the album release as well. So now, a few years later, this is a little taste of what's to come on this new solo EP. Let's see, well, do you want to play us another one here?
And, yes. So this one is the last one on the CD, and it is called Darkness and Light. Out of the darkness comes the light, and I see myself more clearly. Out of the depths comes the fight, and I feel myself more clearly. I am not a lonesome woman seeking shelter from the storm. I am not a foolish woman who will give up before she's done. I'm a vision to behold. I'm a treasure to unfold. I'm a story still untold, and I'm here with you to grow old. Out of the darkness comes the light, and I see myself more clearly. Out of the depths comes the fight, and I feel myself more freely. I am not a lonesome woman seeking shelter from the storm. I am not a foolish woman who will give up before she is done. I'm a vision to behold. I'm a story still untold. I'm a treasure
to unfold, and I'm here with you to grow old.
That is Darkness and Light from Superior Siren. You can catch her live this Friday over at Earth Rider Brewery as part of the Starfire Birthday Series. The new EP will be released that same day. Thank you so much for joining us today, Laura. Those are really beautiful songs. Thank you for sharing them, and thank you for coming in and playing for us today.
Thank you.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by Christine Dean with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thank you for listening.